Today is July the 4th, 2011. We say happy birthday, America. We celebrate Jesus this morning. Now, we celebrate the mere fact that we all were able to wake up into a new day. I heard a couple of chimes out there. Who just joined us on the Master's Morning Call?
Hi, this is Jackie, Indiana.
Good morning, Jackie from Indiana. How are you?
Blessed.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on the Master's Call this morning. Do we have anyone else that just joined us that has not yet given your name and where you're calling from? If you would do so at this time. Okay, well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside out here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, and it is indeed a privilege and pleasure to greet each one of you with kingdom greetings this fine July 4th, Monday morning, where we celebrate Jesus, where we celebrate the Master, and it's all about Jesus, and it's all about the Master. So I greet each one of you with kingdom greetings and welcome each one of you to the Master's Morning Call. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, I welcome you to the Master's Morning Call. It is about 2 minutes after the time, and if anyone has not yet given their name and where they're calling from, if you would go ahead and do so at this time, we welcome you, and we would love to hear your name and where you're calling from so that we can celebrate you. So if you have not given us your name and where you're calling from, if you would go ahead and do so at this time.
Robin in Shreveport, Louisiana, happy 4th of July.
Wow, happy 4th of July to you too, Robin. Welcome to the Master's Cause. Is there anyone else out there who has not yet given us your name and where you're calling from? If you would go ahead and do so at this time. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get our call started today. I'm sure we are all excited for what is ahead of us this day, to be able to celebrate July the 4th with our family, with our friends, I say, and we're celebrating with the Master because first and foremost, if it was not for Jesus, then any of us, none of us will be able to be where we are this morning. So we welcome you once again to the Master's Morning Call. And our scripture that we stand on this call that has been given to our visionaries is Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement for the Master's Morning Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So I welcome you once again to the Master's Morning Call. And at this time, I would like to ask Minister Kathy if she would come this morning and open us up with a word of prayer. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Tiffany. Can you hear me well?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Well, I tell you, I'm excited that this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and it is a day that we can celebrate our freedom in this country, and most importantly, we can reflect on the scripture in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So with that, we're going to go to the throne of God. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for this blessed day that you've given unto us. And Lord, I know I say it often that it is the day that you have made, but it is a day that we choose to celebrate you. We choose to rejoice in you today. It is my personal declaration, Father. And I agree with everyone on this phone. We agree that it is indeed the day you've given unto us, and we never, ever wake up and take it for granted, Lord God, that we just got up on our own. But we thank you for waking us this morning. We thank you for giving us the dawning of this new day. We thank you, Jesus, for this day of freedom that we can reflect on all that has been sacrificed and given by our country, our service men and women, Lord God. We thank you for their sacrifice, and we ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless those that have given, oh God. But we thank you, Jesus, because you have given the ultimate sacrifice. You gave all your life, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you gave your son. And thank you, Jesus, for giving your life that we might be free to come in and sup with you, free to come in and enter into your presence and let you know how much we love you, free to come in and become citizens, Lord God, full-blown citizens of heaven. And so we give you praise today. We give you glory. We thank you for everyone that's joined together on the Master's call this morning. We pray, Lord God, that every need would be met for everyone that is here this day. We thank you for the time that we shall spend with our family and our friends today. We thank you, God, for the word that shall come forth this day, Lord God. We ask, Lord, you would bless your servant as she stand and give the word that you put in her belly. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your word is already anointed. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to anoint your servant even the more. Bless her life, God, for her sacrifice and her obedience. Thank you, God, that you meet every need in her life, Lord God, and every request, Lord God, that she has before you. Thank you that you are the one that said you'll perfect it, you'll take care of it, you'll handle it. Thank you for doing it today. And we bless you, Lord God, for those that have aligned Dr. PK, Lord God. We ask that you continue to strengthen her in her body. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing, oh God, for Dad Roberts today. We bless you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for the traveling mercies, Lord God, that you've given and extended even to the Hendersons, Lord God. We bless you for the members of the artist family that's on this line. Thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this company. We ask that you continue to bless their lives, continue to order their steps. And we come against any distraction of the enemy on this call this day. We submit it to you, Lord God, and we say, God, have your way today. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We come against any diabolical attack of the enemy, and we say that you will not prosper here today. We are open and we are receptive to what the Lord, the Spirit of God, Father, what you have to say to us today. Oh, God, speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. It is what we cry today. Speak, Lord God, and we will hear you. Speak and we will obey you. Thank you, Lord God, for the willingness of those that have come to join on this call today to hear what you have to say. And we bless you and we give you praise, we give you glory for it in the matchless and wonderful name, the only name that we know that we can bow down and say, Abba, Father. It is the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' matchless name. Back to you, Tiffany. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for opening us up and clearing the highways for Jesus this morning. We bless you. Thank you very much. Once again, you have called in to the Master's Morning Call, and we welcome each one of you to the Master's Call with Kingdom Greetings this morning. And we would like to invite you at any time to join us on our website. You could go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages for our call have been archived there, and you could go there at any time and click on a message to hear a word from the Lord. We also invite you to send in your prayer request. And I know that we take prayer requests openly on our lines on Fridays, but you have the availability to send in an email at any time to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So if you have any prayer requests, any concerns, and we're still celebrating the retirement of Dr. P.K. Roberts, if you would just want to show your appreciation for her and celebration to her, if you would just send an email to that address, we would make sure that she receives it from you. And we also are always open to add additional prayer intercessors to our family. So if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, then we also ask that you would send in an email as well stating that you would like to be a prayer intercessor on the Master's Morning Call. So once again, it has been a pleasure and a privilege for me to greet each one of you this Monday morning, not only Monday morning, but a day of celebration, July 4th, where everyone around the world, around the country is celebrating July 4th. And I pray that you all will have a safe and wonderful day. But now it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to bring to you this morning an anointed vessel of God, a woman of God, a woman with a prophetic purpose, a woman who is on fire for Jesus Christ, my sister in the Lord, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there at this time?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Ms. Evangelist Tiffany, and so appreciate that anointed prayer by Minister Kathy this morning. Praise God for each and every one of you as we say happy birthday, America, today on this Monday. We are excited about Jesus and, again, just so grateful to our entire Master's Call family for getting up and pressing, especially on this holiday, to hear a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord that I want to share with you and really kind of continue in a two-week series. The Lord gave me a message. I was kind of watching, as I often do, different men and women of God who bless me, you know, when we give out. It's always so good to always sit and receive. And I absolutely love Jesse Duplantis. And he's, like me, comical, but so powerful. And he made a simple statement that just stuck with me, and I just kept feeling it reverberate and just marinate in my spirit. And I want to start a two-week series. He said a simple saying. He said, love in its purest form is discipline. Love in its purest form is discipline. So for the next 2 weeks, I've titled this message, God's Purest Form of Love, Discipline. Mentoring with a Message is my subtitle. Mentoring with a Message, Transforming Others Through Transparency. God's purest form of love, discipline. Wow. Mentoring with a Message, Transforming Others Through Transparency. If you remember the last time we were together, we discussed being a leader the Jesus way, which was to be a servant leader, to lead by serving. We built on the model that Jesus used of first being called rabbi, teacher. It is so important that we first receive, listen, understand, and be taught. Then we have to do, demonstrate, work out, learn, go through the learning curve of being trained. Then we talked about that old-fashioned word of being discipled or mentored, 21st century term, for just mentoring is discipleship, and how it's so important that as we pay it forward, as we pass the baton forward, as we extend ourselves being the light in the dark places forward, as we are Jesus' hands extended going forward, we are always teaching, training, and discipleship. And as I was chewing on that in the spirit and just saying, God, what are you saying? What are you saying? He dropped some of these nuggets in my spirit that I want to share with you over these next two times we're together. See, the thread which allows each and every one of us to be an effective, productive, but utmost anointed leader is to lead from a true place of love and compassion for others. That's why we use the example of the model of being a servant leader, because Jesus was our best example of love and compassion. Well, with that in mind, we're going to talk and build on God's purest form of love, agape love, 1 Corinthians 13 love. The love that is not jealous, is not envious, not puffed up, is patient, is kind, doesn't keep an account of right or wrong. You know that chapter that we love to post on the wall, but it's kind of hard to walk it out. And with the end of that, 1 Corinthians 13, it says, abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these, some versions say charity, is love. And that's that agape love, that unconditional love. And that's how Jesus led as a servant leader wrapped in the love, agape love. See, no sloppy agape. Well, we're going to talk about being a servant leader, no pitiful power, because when it's agape love, oh, it's full of anointing and power, no careless concern for others, and no dismal destiny with no clear direction or purpose. So let's define first what we mean by discipline. God's purest form of love. How can you say that, Pastor Vanessa? Well, I think it'll be very clear to you as we go through these next two times together. You know, with everything we talk about, I think I laugh and tell people, not really funny, but it's the truth. Spent over $40,000 at ORU getting that Master's of Divinity to learn exegesis, to learn how to correctly research the word, and really to exegete is just the what, when, how, where, and who, the hermeneutics of the word. And I'm going to talk about with that today, we're going to talk about the how, the what, and the when of you showing agape love as a servant leader. So what does discipline mean with the how? Well, it simply means training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. Let me say that again. Discipline is the training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior, especially training that produces moral or mental improvement, reading from our free dictionary, Webster's Free Dictionary. Another definition, which is our what, is it's controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training. And the other word it used, which is what I'm going to hone in on today, self-control. Self-control is another word for discipline, self-control. And another when do we see this? It's controlled, obtained by enforcing compliance or order. Control obtained by enforcing compliance or order. In other words, it's defined as a systematic method to obtain obedience, like a military discipline. So we're talking again, God's purest form of love, discipline, not a cuss word, a healthy word, mentoring with the message, transforming others through transparency. We're building on that Jesus servant leader, leading as we serve. So God uses mentors to discipline us. So what does that really mean? Going back to our definitions of discipline. See, understanding comes by demonstration, watching our lifestyle. You know, with anything, again, you're taught, you watch, you observe, then you're trained by doing. But what happens first is you watch, you observe, as the disciples watched and observed. Discipline means, as we also define, controlled behavior resulting from disciplinary training, self-control. See, remember, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, temperance, as it's called in some versions, the King James Version, managing one's own self. And I lovingly say temperance is the first cousin of balance. See, I believe that temperance, self-control, was the last fruit listed in Galatians 5:23 because it's the maintenance fruit. It's the fruit that's going to sustain us. See, those fruits are listed, I really believe, in foundational order, that first you have to have love. Then you have the joy, so you have the right attitude as you're loving. And then you must operate in an atmosphere of peace. Then came the fruit of faith, which is that confident expectation and trust till we got to the very end was temperance, self-control, and then okay from here so that we see the fruit in our lives, that we got to control ourselves. So what does it mean to control yourself? Well, to make decisions that keep the Holy Spirit, not me and you first, but the Holy Spirit first, then us in control. See, in 1 John 4, verse 4, in that fourth verse of 1 John 4, 4, he goes on to tell us, greater is he that is in you, meaning the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Guide, Jehovah Rohi. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So what does it mean to be in control of yourself? Well, you know, the saints used to sing and still sing a song, and I grew up in the Baptist church, and we used to sing a song, literally it felt like almost every other Sunday, especially the young people, because it was true in our lives, but it still rings very true today. When you control yourself, oh, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. We're talking about controlling yourself. Fight manfully onward, dark passion subdue. In other words, those dark things, those evil things, when light and darkness can't hang out in the same place. Dark passion subdue. Here's your key. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. And that same hymn goes on teaching us simply how to control ourselves. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. See, you can be kept if you want to be kept.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Oh, and the second verse was really when you knew that you were on a roll. Shun evil companions. You can't hang out with just anybody and everybody. Bad language, disdain. Bitter and sweet don't come out the same system. How do all these cussing saints so much you can't help it? You're lying to yourself first. With the paraclete inside of us, we can stop anything we need to do. Bad language, disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. We're talking about how to control yourself. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. We're talking about what is self-control. Then that last verse says, to him that overcometh, God giveth the crown through faith. Huh? Talking about those fruits, spirit. Through faith we will conquer, though often cast down. Remember Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, what? He will not be utterly cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Here's the instructions on how to have the self-control. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. See, God uses mentors to disciple us. And we want to say how? Well, we define that word again of disciple is with training expected to produce a specific character. So we want to be in the image of Christ. We want to look more like Jesus every day, or pattern of behavior, especially training that produces moral or mental improvement. See, illumination by conversation breathes about the kind of godly demonstration. In other words, it's a good old show and tell, or teach and train. See, Moses mentored Joshua. Joshua watched him, observed him, watched how he handled the people, how he held his day. Naomi mentored Ruth, one who was a Moabite, wasn't even part of the lineage, and led her through the traditions and the beliefs to get her a Boaz, not a Bobo, mentored correctly. Paul mentored Timothy. Timothy went with him on those missionary journeys and watched how he went into the cities and how he dealt with the Gentiles and how he debated with his Jewish brothers and sisters. And our ultimate example of Jesus mentoring the 12 disciples, teaching, training, then mentoring. See, we demonstrate God's greatest form of agape love when we are responsible and accountable to duplicate it in others. See, as parents, we understand the importance of teaching, then training. And I always say we all are mentoring whether we mean to or not. As mentors, our goal is, again, to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior, especially training that produces moral or mental improvement. I'm going to keep saying that until we get that in our spirit. See, the how is something we must daily and consistently, that's another strong word, consistently strive to demonstrate to be effective mentors, demonstrating God's best form of love. All we're talking about today, God's purest form of love, discipline, mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. And lastly, in the last minute, when does agape love show up in self-control in us? Well, it means control obtained by enforcing compliance or order. See, we must take control over our own thoughts and flesh every day. 2 Corinthians 10, that 3-6 verse says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. When crazy thinkings come, when we have a spirit of stupid hit us, you know, when we're just tripping, we got to pull those thoughts down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when you feel a stupid thought come across, you immediately attack it. Don't just say, like, oh, no, devil, you're a liar. You make sure you mark off the territory. There's always a battle going on over our carnal nature, and only with a choice of self-control, choosing to control yourself, myself, can we choose to be spirit-led and not carnally led. We're going to stop there and finish and talk some more next time about being spirit-led and not carnally led, as we have self-control, as we operate in the purest form of love, which is disciplining ourselves and understanding it's God's purest form of love is discipline. That's how you demonstrate true agape, mentoring with a message, transforming others through transparency. We speak and decree on our life in this day of liberality, of freedom, of celebrating us free to worship God. We're free to choose life and life more abundantly as we operate in God's purest form of love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you very much for setting our mindset over to know what God's purest form of love is, how to discipline ourselves, how to mentor with a message, and how to transform our lives through transparency. Wow, how powerful is that? Because we say all the time that we love Jesus, but sometimes we have a problem loving one another. So I thank you that you are setting straight with the foundation on what we need to do as God's purest form of love. God bless you for that message. At this time, I would like to ask if Miss Candy is out there. Candy, if you could come to the line right now and close us out in prayer at this time. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, as we leave this call on this Independence Day, we rejoice in you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for those who serve and have served this country for our freedom and for the freedom of others. We confess and proclaim that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this Master's morning call. We thank you for those words today from Pastor Vanessa, God's purest form of love, discipline, transforming others through transparency and servant leadership. We thank you, Lord God, for the insight and inspiration that we receive from your word every weekday morning. We acknowledge Jesus as Lord of all and ask you by the Holy Spirit to use this day for your glory and honor. We pray, Father God, that your will be done in us. Father God, you gave us the authority to use the name of Jesus, and you said that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that which we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against the Nathaniel, Pastor Elijah, Evangelist Gwen, and Lovey. I take authority over growths and tumors and all infirmities in their bodies and command them to leave. Sickness and disease, I speak to you right now. You have no right to dwell in God's people, and you must go. I loose the healing blood of Jesus to flow through every vein and to every cell of their bodies. I dispatch the ministering angels to speak peace, comfort, righteousness, and godly wisdom to Renard and Tricia. Lord, I call upon your word to manifest in Georgie, Marie Preston, and her entire family. I plead the blood over them and over every person on our prayer list, causing growth to disappear and all sickness and disease to be gone. I make a demand on bones and joints and hearts and blood and organs and tissues and emotional disturbances to line up with the word of God and function properly in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over the elite ladies of expression ministry and their upcoming conference. I call for a supernatural anointing on the speakers, the venue, the musicians, the hosts, the sponsors, and all attendees in Jesus' name. Your anointing is working to accomplish your will, and you will be glorified in it. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are more than enough. We thank you for supplying all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I decree by faith that the grace of God is now ministering to every person covered by our prayer. Father, send your laborers across their path. Confirm to them that you have heard our cries. Father God, let them know that now is their time of deliverance and restoration. God, help us all to stand firm on the fact that faith is knowing you will do what your word says and not just knowing you can. Help us to stand on your word that tells us your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you purposed it to do. Help us to receive your love, your healing touch, and trust your word that says every name must bow to the name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and everything that rises up against us shall fall. So we decree that everybody on our prayer list is whole, nothing broken, nothing missing, and every cell, organ, tissue, blood, bone, and all matter function in the perfection in which you made it to function. We call it done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out in prayer and stealing our call. We thank you and we bless God for you. I did forget to mention that today is July 4th, which we all know that, but I also invite all of us as artist distributors who are on this line today to please remember that the customer service department is open today. We'll be accepting orders, so tap into what's in your back office. The 2 buy 2 get 1 free, that opportunity is still available to you. Remember to go out and sign up some new members with the $4.99 membership, and you can call those orders in if you do not have access to the internet. They are available and waiting for you. I believe they start opening this morning at 7 o'clock a.m. and they will be open tonight until 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I invite each one of you artist members to go out and make it happen today to close the month of June in a royal way. And I hope to see each one of you at the regional, either in Atlantic City or in California. So, and if you're not a member of the artist family, then get back with the person that invited you to this, the Master's Morning Call, and they will give you additional information. I thank Minister Kathy for opening us up in prayer, and I thank Dr. Vanessa for putting our minds where they need to be and setting forth what God would have us to do in God's purest form of love about disciplining ourselves, mentoring with the message, and transforming others through transparency, which is our leading, our servanthood to God. And to Minister Candy, I thank you for sealing us out and closing us out with the word of prayer. And to each one of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, we bless God for each of you. We pray as you go out today that you will be a minister in the marketplace. We celebrate you this morning. We celebrate freedom. We celebrate independence. And first and foremost, we celebrate Jesus. So we bless each one of you. I pray that you would have a great day with your friends and your family. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow or hearing you tomorrow on the Master's Morning Call. We love you, and remember that God loves you best. Have a wonderful and marvelous Monday. Goodbye for now.